All right, y'all, famous last words, but I plan on this being short. Welcome back to another episode of Politically Incorrect, the safe space for socially unacceptable commentary. Last episode, we talked about the All-Star Game and, you know, things that I was looking at going into it, and I'm not going to go ahead and rehash that entire episode. We're going to actually somewhat talk about the game or what took place during the game. I personally was thrilled watching somebody score over 200 points. I just thought that it would have been the Western Conference. If you would have told me that somebody in the West was going to have 50 points, I was going to tell you, yeah, they're the MVP and the West won the game. Sounds about right. Now, still, as to who that person was, I don't know. But, yeah, I would have rocked with it. Not only did somebody from the West score 50 points, the East dominated that fucking game. And in hindsight, it makes sense. They had hungry niggas, first-time niggas, and they were able to play with the lead, so have a blast. And that they did. That they did. Of course, Damian Lillard did his thing. Some things you want to believe that what we're watching is pure and real and true. But like I said, I don't really see Tyrese Halliburton as a shooter like that. I really don't, but I guess I'm just wrong. But, bro. Bro, them shits, come on, dog. In the All-Star game, nigga, I want him to continue taking those shots. I want him to continue taking those shots for the rest of the season. Because that was some Cinderella storybook bullshit. 5 for 5 to start the game. 5 threes in 90 seconds. What are we doing? What the fuck? Come on, Nick. So if you're telling me that these guys are capable of doing that all the time, then, like, we would love to see that more often. Like, fuck this whole team and this play bullshit. Like, nigga, cook. Like, if every nigga on that floor is capable of doing that shit, we would love to see it. We'd love to see it. Oh, but yeah, they play defense. They really not playing defense in the NBA either. People saying, oh, they're making a mockery of the game and it's not competitive and this and that. And I mean, I'm fine with the score being as high as it was. I wish it would have been a more competitive game, but it happens sometimes. I didn't know that they took away that whole rule or, like, you know, the 24 points or whatever and you're playing to a target score. Maybe the rest would have turned up if that was the case, but with it just being a regular quarter, it looked like they tried, but the East just kept coming. And Giannis could get a bucket whenever he wanted to. Damian Lillard was hot. Tyrese Halliburton went crazy. Like, it was all there. It was all there. I'm very disappointed, pissed off that the Western Conference lost that game. But that's what's going to happen. Luka and Nikola look like the way I thought they would look. Now, they're going to go back to their home teams and go back to being MVP candidates. But in that environment, it's just not really for them. But shout out to my man, Carl Anthony Towns. It didn't even feel like he had 50 points. When Reggie Miller said, yeah, Carl got 45, I'm like, 45? I've watched every dribble of this game, and I do not feel like I saw Carl Anthony Towns have 50 fucking points. What are we, who's cooking the books here? He had 50? I might have to go back and watch the game. I did not see 50 points. I don't know. But hey, fuck it. Hey, BBN, that's what we do. That's what we do. Speaking of BBN, we have, what, 6 All-Stars? Of those 6 All-Stars, I mean, in a record, what, 397 points was scored? I mean, my Wildcats put up 115 of them. I mean, that's good for damn near a third of the points that was scored in the NBA All-Star game were by BBN. I mean, it's just something. I don't know. They're just different. They haven't had much, you know, team success at the collegiate level, but at the end of the day, they know why they're there. And, I mean, hey. 31 for SGA. 6 for AD. That hurt. 50 for Carl. 15 for Devin Booker. 3 for Bam. Yeah. I'm glad I changed the title of that last episode. Tyrese Maxey. 10. Yeah. Okay, well. Also, I was right. F Kevin Durant. F Kevin Durant. It was right there. It was right there. Plus 22. Or over 21 and a half. His first All-Star game since 2019. Where he was the final, or where he was the MVP. All-Star game MVP. In Charlotte.
Another thing he stole from Steph Curry. I really, but this guy. I needed 22 points. Kevin Durant, 7 foot, can score from any and everywhere in an all-star game. In an all-star game, I don't see why he can't do, I mean, in a regular game, I don't see why he can't do what Giannis does. But in an all-star game, he can get those buckets as well. The ticket I made on the last episode, yeah, that was awful. That was awful. But there was others that were made, and there was just one leg that just didn't hit. And it was Kevin Durant. I just needed Kevin Durant to be Kevin Durant in an all-star game. In an all-star game with the most points that were ever scored in an all-star game, Kevin Durant could not give me 22 of them. You wonder why I hate Kevin Durant. The highest scoring all-star game we have ever seen. Kevin Durant can't give me 22 of them. I just needed 22 of them. Right on. Who the fuck was scoring for real? Like, that was crazy. I don't want to pull up the box score. Like, I'm, yeah, whatever. I also have a theory. I think that the media is, they want us to hate the All-Star game. Now, I can somewhat try to see their perspective. Well, I'm talking about, you know, the old heads on ESPN and what, Undisputed or what, Fox or whatever. And I just don't. Yeah, back in the day, they were, I guess the games were more competitive. They took it more seriously. But unfortunately, I can't recall. It's been a while. Like, I think there was like a couple of years ago, there was a close one. But like, in general, I understand what the All-Star game is. The All-Star game is niggas is just going to get their shit off. I love that. Have a blast. If it's close, then it turns up. But I don't have an issue watching a blowout either way, because I know there's going to be a show within it all. Guys are taking 50-foot threes. Luka's trying to get a 2-for-1 from three-quarters court. Like, guys are dunking. Luka gets hung. Like, Trae Young nutmegs KD. Like, I said he's going to have a viral moment. I know what this is. I don't have an issue with that. But for some reason, like, they're expecting us to see Game 7 of the NBA Finals energy. Like, no, we know this game doesn't matter. It doesn't count. It's just, it's an exhibition. But because it's just always, oh, God, they're not playing any defense. No, I don't expect them to play it. They don't play any defense in the real games. These guys that are here, these are the All-Stars. They ain't playing defense. I mean, some of them are capable, some of them are good, but they ain't playing defense like that. Kawhi could have locked up anybody, but, like, why are we trying? Like, it's the All-Star game. We're having fun. We're getting shots up. If at the end it's close, like I said, then shit turns up. Shit gets real. This wasn't a game where shit got close and shit got real. I loved it. I fucking, well, not the fact that the East won. I'm very, very upset about that, but the old heads are just talking about what they had. Like, yeah, Michael Jordan and them, like, they was going crazy. Nowadays, it just is what it is. I'm fine with watching a three-point shootout. I'm fine with watching a dunk contest and three-point shootout. They're saying that this is them what the fans want. I think if you really just accept it for what it is, I don't understand how anybody's disappointed. Like, you understand it's an all-star game. Like, where are these memories of Game 7 energy? Like, yeah, certain individual players did, but that was just while they're in the game. And that's if the game, and then again, if the game was close, then they would do that again. But, I mean, there's moments. There's definitely moments in all-star games, but yeah, I don't know. But since the All-Star game just happened, we're here once again. Everybody, oh, well, this was awful. We need to make changes. We need to, you know, improve upon this. So, of course, I'm here once again with my opinions on how they should change this. And actually, I think I have some new changes, some things that I haven't thought about in the past. So, let's go ahead and get into that. Like I said, this ain't even going to be like one of them. We chilling this episode. We got shit to do. I know this has been said. I'm going to just repeat it. I think only All-Stars should be competing in the events. That right there, right? I mean, yeah, Mac McClung, shout out to him. He's back-to-back. But everybody's saying, oh, well, the dunk contest back in the day, like, it had superstars. It had this. It had guys up and coming trying to make a name for himself. You know what? You can still have all that with the All-Stars. You have 12, 13, 14 guys there. All right. Of those, you can find two. Of those, you can find two. Well, how are you going to find two if, you know, they're, you know, don't want to do it because, you know, they're scared of XYZ or, you know, they don't want to, it hurts the brand if they lose or blah, 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 blah. Okay. How about we make it an All-Star Weekend Challenge, an All-Star Weekend Cup? There it is. There you go. You got certain events. They all have point values. One of them is the dunk contest, which is a normal event that we've always had. If y'all don't want to, if y'all are too pussy to put one person up, if of the All-Stars, there's one person that, I mean, I said two from each, but if there's not one person that wants to step up and say, fine, fuck it, I'll do it, I'll dunk. All right, fine. That's fine. Rob the fans. It's a DQ. If the other team feels the exact same way, then it's just a DQ for the whole event. All right, cool. The fans just don't get to see that anymore. The players decided we don't get to see a dunk contest anymore. And it'll be announced every year. The players decided we don't get a dunk contest this year. DQ, DQ. All right, fine, cool. I don't think niggas are going to DQ out of the three-point contest. And we got, and obviously they're still getting, because I know those niggas got, however much it was, they get paid for winning. So, like, you can still do that. So, I mean, you still have a monetary incentive. And, I mean, we saw the niggas turn up for $500K in the play-in tournament. So, I mean, And if these were the way it was, I have a hard time believing Anthony Edwards doesn't go out there. We want to see him do it. If these were the rules and this is what was happening, I mean, sure, maybe he's still, I mean, he said no to doing it already originally, but I would like to think he said no because, you know, he would be the biggest name there. I mean, sure, Jaylen Brown tried to, you know, do that whole thing, but anyway, Jaylen Brown, people would be like, okay, Anthony Edwards, and he would have won just by doing anything, but whatever. Zion, maybe one day, once again, will be an All-Star. Ja, one day, once again, be an All-Star. But that's neither here nor there. Make it a challenge or a cup. I'm trying to even remember who's an All-Star. Regardless, you got niggas that can dunk. You got niggas that can dunk. Whatever. It's the All-Star Challenge Cup. Whatever. The rookie sophomore game, I like that they kind of made it tournament style. I think we should just go back to rookies, sophomores. I think we should just go back to just make it a young nigga All-Star game like it was. But make it East-West. Make it East-West. I'm sure you can find enough first, second-year players in both conferences to have just a young nigga All-Star game, which is basically what it was back in the day with the rookie sophomores, but a little different. But if you just make it East-West and have them niggas, I don't understand niggas that didn't like the old school when they was wearing their jerseys. Niggas, if the NBA wants to have their All-Star game jerseys, all right, fine, cool, whatever, I guess. But, bro, bring back the old jersey. Put a patch on that bitch or something. I understand that's another jersey that you can sell, but, like, bro, that shit was live watching them niggas in their own jerseys. I don't understand niggas that didn't like that shit. That's crazy. I think the All-Stars should also be able to vote on who are those rookies. Or are those young niggas that participate in that game? Because it's a part of their challenge. It's a part of their cup. It's an event. It's all included. Hey, everything's included. Just like pretty much what they did with the skills challenge. Like breaking, making a little challenge or a cup, whatever. All right, we're just going to do that the whole fucking weekend. East versus West. And there is a monetary incentive to the winner as well. Since once again, I mean, these niggas turned up for $500K in a playing tournament. They got four, five, six games. The NBA got maximum effort for like six games out of them niggas for $500K. So, I mean, for a weekend, I mean, if you thank the fans, and also, I mean, NBA. This is on the NBA at this point. I understand, like, you know, I guess it's in the collective bargaining or whatever, and, you know, I guess it brings in money and everything. Everybody gets a turn. It goes everywhere and rotates, but if the NBA wants to maximize revenue, especially if, you know, they were to take into account, you know, the monetary incentive to the players, I might actually make them give a fuck. Maybe we'll give the competitive game that we're all saying that we want. But if we're getting the competitive game, we're no longer getting as many highlights, I would think. Or maybe it would just, you know, at the fourth quarter. I don't know, second half, whatever. This should be in certain cities. Indianapolis, never been. Sure, it's a great city. They have an NFL team, so, you know, I'm sure, you know, big time and everything. Obviously, it's big time in basketball. Well, they say. It was like 17 degrees. It was snowing. I'm sure people were out there. It was All-Star Weekend. I don't think it would have been the same turnout had it have been in Vegas, Atlanta, LA, Miami. Hell, even New York. If it's cold in New York, it's fine. It's New York. You see, you understand what I'm saying? But that's just if the NBA wants to maximize, like, if they want to maximize revenue. And if that's what needs to be done, I mean, I think the owners would be cool because, I mean, if the NBA is maximizing, the owners are benefiting as well. So, I mean, yeah, your city, like, you know, I guess they're not going to benefit. But, I mean, if the owners, you know, if the owner cares about that, then, you know, they can find a way to stimulate the local economy doing all that. NBA, think about being in certain locations. Think about being in certain locations. Maybe the players will all of a sudden care a little bit more if there's more people in the environment. So that. Rookie sophomore game, I love it. I mean, give me a full game. Let them niggas have fun, have a blast. If we say, oh, well, it wasn't competitive, well, okay, it's the rookie sophomore game. I would have loved to have seen extended time of Wimby just going crazy, taking threes, fucking going ISO. I would have loved an extended time of that instead of, like, it's like kind of a target score of 40. We're trying to win. Like, I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to have highlights and all that. But at the same time, like, let's try to win this shit, you know? So, yeah, let them niggas have fun. 3-point contest, all of these, let's, fuck it, it's 100-point events, whatever. Except for, I guess, the game. You make the game fucking 200 points or whatever the fuck. Make the game like a big deal or whatever. There you go. But 100 points and 3-point skills, all that. But just have the All-Stars doing all this. So you don't need to have the three teams. You have the East-West. And if you still want a certain number of people to go, then you just ask for that many people to go from the conferences. Like, I don't see. And if they need to push up the time to do this or whatever, because maybe, you know, the guys obviously want to get out to, you know, do All-Star Weekend stuff. And all right, fine. If shit needs to start earlier, shit needs to start earlier. I mean, hey, it's Saturday. It would be, well, I guess the rookie game would be Friday, but, you know, people do whatever on that. But, like, if you need to push the shit up on Saturday, push the shit up on Saturday. That little ceremonial fucking All-Star game practice, like, what are we doing? Like, hey, we can cancel that ceremony and now they can just do the events. And or you can do a little practice before, I guess, you know, they warm up. Like, you they're already being used during that time period. So just extend the time period that they're being used. Whatever. Pay these niggas. Okay, whatever. Make it a cup. I also think for the All-Star game, there should be another monetary incentive. I don't know, I'm just using the NBA's money right now. I know. But if y'all want to recruit this, then just not have the All-Star game in 17-degree Indianapolis, have it in Miami. You know? You ever thought about that? Just saying. Let's see. We have the 1,000 points per bucket during the game. Put it in the pot. 1,000 points per bucket. Now, NBA, y'all can obviously do whatever you want with the rules, but 1,000 points in a bucket. The end of the quarter, team with the most points gets the point total of the quarter added to their pot, bucket, whatever the fuck. Basically, what I'm saying is, last night, the first quarter of the game was 53-47. The West would have had 47,000 in their pot. The East would have had, because they had their 53, along with the West, 57. I'm sorry, they'd have the total for the quarter. So, yeah, they'd have their 53 plus the total for the quarter for winning the quarter. So, they would end that quarter with 153,000. I think we saw what the niggas did for in the play-in tournament for 500K over extended time period. I think that in an individual quarter, if one team ends with 153 and the other team ends with 47, I think the second quarter the niggas might turn up just a little bit. I think. And I broke it out just for last night's game, what happened. In the second quarter, the East would have added another 93,000 to their pot. The West would have added 42. So now the West going into halftime like, damn, like, We didn't got like 95K. Like, if they thinking about the money, I mean, like, these are multi-millionaires. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, these niggas don't give a fuck. But at the same time, they seem to care about the play-in tournament. Like, Draymond choked a nigga during the play-in tournament. I'm just, hey, 500K. I guess 500K is 500K is 500K. Who would have thought? Going all the way out to the end of the game, the East would have had a total of four. If these niggas, and this is just assuming these niggas just don't give a fuck at all, and they just continue to play the way that they play, because, you know, last night there was, you know, they say no effort, yada, yada, whatever. So given last night, if this was in effect, the East would have walked away with 460, and the West would have walked away with 186. And again, I would just like to think when money's out there on the line, I think niggas... All of a sudden, even though it's just a pickup game, I mean, I think LeBron might have stayed out there. Just the way the niggas was playing during the play-in tournament, hey. And then also, I think for the whole weekend challenge cup, whatever, winner, just get them niggas 500K. Just get them niggas 500K, dog. NBA, I know I'm using a lot of your fucking money right now. I know this. But again, this is also, I think, an easy fix if you just have this in certain environments. You can charge whatever the fuck if you have it in those certain environments. I'm just, you know, they gonna come. They will be there. You can have that bitch in Cowboy Stadium every year for all. I mean, yeah, it's the money's there. Give these niggas just a small percentage of it. I know, you shouldn't have to do this. You didn't have to do this to niggas back in the day. Well, unfortunately, more information is out there. Niggas know a little bit, so now they're empowered to do a little bit. That's what I have to say. Oh, yeah, also, I have a new event to add as well. There should be a team shoot. Team shoot, I think the team that gets the... So you send out three guys, one rebounder. So you got to figure out strategy for that shit. You can shoot from anywhere. You know, the half court, you shoot from anywhere. I guess you could have zones 1, 2, 3 or 2, 3, 4 or whatever. You could have zones if you want to, so the deeper back or whatever. But however many buckets you can get in a minute. Team shoot. I feel like that used to be something, but like, bring it back. Team shoot. Pretty much, I liked the idea of what they were doing with the whole during the skills challenge when they had them all doing the passes, going back and forth and everything. I would love to see that shooting. Now, yeah, well, I mean, balls are gonna be bouncing and hitting each other and going at the same time and everything. Well, I mean, I'm sure these are hoopers. They had a shoot around before games. Like, this happens. Deal with it. I would like to see that. Team shoot. And I also like to see the strategy that would go with having, you know, three, because, you know, two of these guys are going to have to get their own rebound, or one guy's just hustling his fucking, they got just a Dennis Rodman-ass nigga, rebound and outlet. That'd be crazy. But, yeah, okay. That's another event I would like to add. So, you know, NBA, you know, whatever. Here you go. For free. Once again, fixing y'all's mess is what it is. Appreciate y'all for listening. Told y'all, be short. We're out. What's up with y'all? My fault. I forgot to include, I have the second half of the season, well, really less than half, but I made a season-long props that earlier in the season. As a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and catch y'all up on how that's going. Not so good. Let's see here. For the entire season, we were high on Jordan Poole. Thought that he would definitely average over 24.4. That ain't happening. That ain't happening unless he averages 40 for the rest of the season. So definitely was wrong on Jordan Poole this season. Very disappointed in how this season went out. Hopefully this isn't an indicator of his career. But it's crazy how, you know, he just goes from sixth man, and he was starting a lot of the time, you know, that whole time period that Klay was out. But it's crazy how it's just not able to translate now that he was supposed to be the guy, but it's Kyle Kuzma. That would also explain why the Wizards have single-digit wins. Anyway, speaking of terrible teams, I also have Kay Cunningham averaging over 6.2 assists per game, and right now he's doing that at 7.5, so hopefully we can keep that one going. Trae Young, I just need him to get one 50-point game. I definitely thought that would have happened by now, especially with the way that these guys are scoring these days, but here we are. We still got time, though. There's still hope, I believe. That Warriors game earlier in the year, I was kind of hoping that it would go to overtime and he could get that. I think they had a high-scoring game against the Spurs, kind of hoping it could go to overtime, he could get that. But hasn't happened just yet. He's got a couple of 40s and some 45s and everything, so I feel good. I think we might just be able to get that 50-point game out of him. Also, Anthony Edwards. Definitely thought Anthony Edwards would have a 50-point game at some point, but I've since learned that I can't rely on Anthony Edwards or trust Anthony Edwards or put any belief or faith in Anthony Edwards. He's going to have to go on a C.J. Stroud-type run for me to change my mind about him. He has everything. He's Kevin Durant. He's a short Kevin Durant. Like, he has all the tools, all the ability, but he will just let you down on any and every single given night. Even though they're the number one team in the Western Conference. I have no idea how the fuck that's happening right now. But I would love to see what that team looks like come playoff time. Also, the last thing that I had for the season long that I did back in October was Alperen Sengun. I just needed him to get one triple-double, and he has done that. So I have two of the six completed. And hopefully Trae Young and Anthony Edwards can figure it the fuck out. And Jordan Poole, just keep playing, man. Just keep playing. Now, I want to tell y'all about the second half of the season picks that I have made, and maybe you can tell some of these if you want, or you can just, you know, keep track of them and just, you know, see where I was right and see where I was wrong, whatever you want to do. So, I did a little bit of Moneyball, because, you know, they have the props up and everything for the last 20, you know, 29, 28, 27 games of the season for these teams, and, like, they have, like, you know, 30-point games, 40-point games, triple-doubles, double-doubles, things of that nature. And, you know, I looked into it, and I went a little Moneyball. You know, I used some, you know, I used math that they said that, you know, we would typically never use outside of college. I mean, not college, high school, but, I mean, it wasn't really any type of complex math. I guess it's very, very basic projecting, forecasting, I guess, super basic level of that, but whatever. So, I have Nikola Jokic. I need him to have one 30-point game. That is one of the free squares that they're giving us. I think that should definitely happen. He has had a 30-point game in 32% of the games that he's played in this year. So he would be on pace to have another 8 or 9. I just need one. Let's go. Next up, I got Michael Porter Jr. I need him to have 7 20-point games. As you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, I believe in Michael Porter Jr. I think he has all the tools and ability, and I think once he takes off, the Denver Nuggets will be unbeatable for the foreseeable future. I think his potential is insane. I think he's light-skinned KD, so hopefully he's light-skinned KD with just a little bit more assertiveness, but I did say light-skinned. Regardless, 7 20-point games. He gets a 20-point game on about 35% of the time this season. 35% of the time he's had a 20-point game. If we, you know, break that out with the remaining games of the season, he should have about 9.5, 9 to 10. I love that when his line is set at 6.5. So let's keep on being great, Michael Porter Jr. And if he is not able to do this for me, Michael Porter Jr. might officially move over to my hate list. So be on the lookout for that as well. This one I definitely should have took out, and this one is going to be the reason why this will not hit. I got Michael Bridges. Damn, my daughter took this out. Fuck! I got Michael Bridges. I need him to get one double-double. You would think that might... I mean, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but at the way that the game is played now and the pace and everything, it's not the hardest thing. I mean, he's 6'8". He'll get me 10 points. Maybe one day he accidentally gets 10 assists or 10 rebounds. I don't know, but we're going to need for that to happen. And the odds are definitely not in our favor. He's gotten a double-double on 5% of the games that he's played in. I believe he had one or two double-doubles so far on the season in 50-something games. So I don't feel good about this, but it's just one. I need him one time in the next 28 games to give me a triple-double. And even though it's 5% of the time, he will be projected to give me one, maybe two. So we're riding with Michael Bridges, unfortunately. Hopefully this pans out for us. Next up, we got LeBron James. Now, typically, y'all know I believe in these niggas, so I'm always doing the over, doing more and everything. But when it comes to LeBron James, I mean, you know, we can make exceptions. LeBron James, yeah, I'm hating for sure. They also have his line set pretty high. I took the less on him having 10.5 double doubles in the remaining 26 games of the season. So he would need to have 11 for that to happen. So 11 out of 26 games, LeBron getting a double-double. Now, is that possible? Absolutely. I mean, he can get rebounds any given night. He can get assists any given night. But the way the Lakers have been playing as of late, and with the acquisition of another guard in Spencer Dinwiddie, it appears remains to be seen, but it appears LeBron may be taking a bit more of a backseat when it comes to the ball handling duties, finally, and allowing guards and point guards to play their natural roles and not be spot-up shooters, and that could actually be in the best interest of the team. But with that happening, that does possibly take away LeBron's opportunity of getting some of those double-doubles when it comes to assists. Now, so far in the season, LeBron has gotten a double-double in 30% of the games. 30% of the time. 30% of the time, with another 26 games remaining, where did I have that at? He is projected to have, at this rate, another 8 double-doubles, which is definitely less than our 10.5. I feel good about that. I feel good about that. Also, if these guys don't play games, if they don't play in at least 15 games, then these are all inactive. So, there's also a possibility that LeBron just doesn't play in 11 of the 26 remaining games. But whatever, we'll see. One that I feel great about. I feel really, really, really good about this one. De'Aaron Fox over 7.5 30-point games. Now, that is a high number. They have 28 games remaining. And De'Aaron Fox, in 39% of the games this season, 39, he's had 30 points. With 28 games remaining, if he stays on the same pace that he's been on, he should have another 11 30-point games. 11. I just need 8. I feel good about that one. Analytically, moneyball-wise, statistically, forecasting, projecting, possibly, hopefully, maybe, I hope so. And last but not least, we have James Harden. This one, I'm a little concerned about this one, but the number's kind of high. James Harden, I need him to have less than 12.5 double-doubles, so less than 13 double-doubles. 13 double-doubles in 29 games, so that's roughly, you know, one a game, one every other game, a little bit more than that. In 33% of the time this season, James Harden has had a double-double, so in a third of the games he's played in, he's getting a double-double, so if we break that out for another, you know, third, 29, that would still be less. As a matter of fact, that would break out to about 10. I break out to about 10 double-doubles. So, we'll see in the remaining, 2.5 months, if we're able to hit on any of these, and if you want to tail any of them, you know, go ahead and, you know, take your shot. You also got a couple of more days until the NBA season picks back up. So if you want to know, do your own look and research and all that, then I definitely encourage that. And go ahead and place your ticket and see what you can do. So just wanted to go ahead and share that. Hopefully I'll enjoy this episode, and we'll be back real soon.